If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, here we go. Lots to get into. A lot of calls on the line. I'll grab them because you've been waiting on hold for just a little bit. Remember when it used to be light out at this time of the day? Those were the days, weren't they? But now it's cold, miserable. Whew! Is what it is. We'll get back into this Penn Hills situation in just a little bit. So much more to talk about. And we will hear from Mike Tomlin. We normally hear from him Monday, sometimes, always Tuesday, sometimes Monday. And it's a sometimes Monday, I think. But first, DJ's in New Kent. Hi, DJ.
Hi there. I never heard this question asked, but does that self-driving car know not to avoid one of our big giant potholes, or say a dead deer laying on the middle of the road, or a fireman that's standing on the side of the road with his hand out to stop?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Does a human driving know to avoid all of those things, and does sometimes a human hit those?
No, but I would like to.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
So a human has never hit a pothole? A human has never hit a pothole?
No, I'm asking, will I slow down or try to avoid him if I can?
But what if? Wait a minute, you just said if you can.
If I can, yes.
Yeah. So this gets down to exactly what somebody was talking about. And maybe you're lost here. So somebody was, they made a post. I think it was on Twitter or Reddit or something like that. And they had posted, what happens if a deer runs out as one of these Waymo cars is driving down the road? And a deer runs out in front of it. What happens? Do you have that same question?
No, I'm asking about a dead deer laying on the ground.
What happens if a human is driving and a dead deer is laying on the road, DJ? If it can react in enough time.
If you see it, yes.
If it can react in enough time, it will circumnavigate it. If it can't, I guess it will run it over. The notion that people think that this is supposed to be some magic car is so lost on me.
I'm just asking if it sees those things to try to avoid it.
Yeah, it has sensors and it tries to as best it can, just as like a deer that runs out on the road. Sometimes accidents are unavoidable, but I'll say this. If you read all the data and you check out all the stuff, the numbers are much lower, more lowly improbable. There's a much lower chance of it happening if it is this Waymo car than a human reaction time.
I was just asking if it identifies those things. That's all. I believe it can be better, absolutely. I was just asking if it identifies, say, a dead deer laying on the road, if it picks that up.
Yeah. It sends sensors out in front of it and picks up objects that are on the road.
Okay. I never heard that question asked that way. That's why I was asking, because, you know, the big potholes like in Pittsburgh Mills, you know, at least you know to go around them. I didn't know if it knew that.
Nobody's going to take a Waymo to Pittsburgh Mills. I'm serious.
Yeah.
What's left to go there?
Okay.
What are people going to Pittsburgh? I'll tell you this. Let me just be square, because it is kind of humorous, especially on this station. There has not been an eighth of a mile parcel of road that has been disproportionately talked about more than the freaking driveway to Pittsburgh Mills in world history. frankly, no one gives a hell about it. There's like 12 people a day that shop at Pittsburgh Mills. And here's the other thing. This Nandar or whatever that owns the mall, these people got more money than God. They don't care how many times you find them. God bless everybody trying to get it fixed. They don't care. They just don't. And nobody's taking a Waymo to Pittsburgh Mills. Lou's in Aspenwall. I'm glad we can sew that up. Hi, Lou.
What's happening?
Not much. You ever been in a Waymo?
No, I choose not to. I want to be in control of my own destiny.
Okay. Yep.
Sounds I'd like to see a
prophetic.
I'd like to see them back up a tractor trailer in a tight space up to a loading dock. I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay. They might. Okay. Why, when it comes to these Waymos, are there all these, for instances, that we need them to topple or catapult over or whatever? Who's going to make you get into one?
Nobody. I choose not to. It's my choice.
Right. But
I want to be in control of my own vehicle, not a computer.
Okay. Well, then
I'm not going to let a computer take over my life. I have trust issues, especially on the road today because everybody's in a hurry.
Uh-huh.
And I've retired, so I don't have to go anywhere.
Sounds good.
I go to the store, and that's about it.
Where do you go? Shop and Save?
I go to Coons on Banksville.
Well, you should. You go all the way from Aspenwall to Banksville?
Yep.
Holy heck. Well, I know we do a lot of commercials for Coons, so that's good. But that's a long way to drive. How much gas you put in your car?
Well, I have an incentive of a girlfriend.
Oh, how old's she?
How old is she?
Yeah.
I never asked her. It's not none of my business.
Wait a minute. You don't know how old your girlfriend is?
No.
Is she really your girlfriend, or is she like on the side? What's happening here?
It's only a number. It doesn't really matter.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But let's get back to
how long? Wait.
Girl.
No. Let's get back to this. Yeah. How long you been going with her?
Couple years.
Okay. She live with you?
No.
Oh, she just takes you to Coons?
No, I come over her way. We both go to Coons.
Oh, you ever see Rob Pratt out there?
I don't know what he looks like.
Oh, real tall guy. Dark hair. Always dressed well.
I can't see through a radio.
Pretty good observation. Anyway, what else you got?
Well, I'm just saying, I never backed up a tractor trailer, but I could see it be pretty difficult for a AI-generated machine or computer to do that type of work.
I actually think that might be easier than a human doing it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it has sensors and things. You ever driven a car with a backup camera?
No, I have a 2012 Malibu.
Oh, I pictured you as a Buick guy.
I have a Malibu. You know why? They don't rust. The rocker panels are made out of galvanized metal.
Watch yourself. Hey, so that salt doesn't get up in that rocker panel?
No, not at all.
You know, if something gets up in there in those rocker panels, you can have a fire right in the compartment.
No.
Mm.
Not my car. Made out of galvanized. Metal was?
No.
You don't know what galvanized is?
No, I do know what I thought you asked me a different question. Yes, I know what it is. You're driving like a tank. I mean, that thing could be in the Army.
Well, I take care of myself because I don't want a payment. I live within my means.
Sounds like it, man. You're a good guy. Find out how old that girlfriend is and call me back.
Okay, brother. Have a nice day. See ya.
Okay. Leaves the line open for you at 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. I love this job.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.